All right, so we're back for another deep dive.
Back again.
And today, well, to be honest, I'm still kind of reeling from this.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen anything quite like this?
It's certainly a bold move.
Yeah, the Bengals, they just went all in
They did.
and handed out these massive contract extensions
Yeah.
to Ja'Marr Chase and T.
Yeah,
Higgins.
their dynamic duo at wide receiver.
Talk about a 1-2 punch.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable to see.
It is. And, you know, we actually came across this really interesting
Oh,
discussion.
yeah.
A father and son,
Right.
just like a lot of you guys out there, I'm sure,
Absolutely.
just reacting to this news and sort of, you know, debating what it
How to
means.
process it all.
Yeah, exactly what it means for their team, for the Bengals,
Yeah.
for the league as a whole.
For the future of the NFL.
Yeah, so we thought, you know, let's dive into this.
Let's unpack it.
Yeah, let's really unpack this and see what we can make of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So first off, just to put it all out there, these are some eye-popping numbers.
They are eye-popping.
Ja'Marr Chase, 4 years, $161 million,
Wow.
$112 million guaranteed.
I mean,
Averages out to $40 million per year.
that's quarterback money.
Right. I mean, you're talking about being in the same
Yeah.
financial stratosphere as,
The elite of the elite.
yeah, the top quarterbacks in the league.
Absolutely.
And then you have T. Higgins.
Right, not to be outdone.
Right, he's not getting left behind. 4 years, 115 million,
Right.
with about 57.5 million guaranteed over those first 2 years.
Yeah, so he's set for a while.
He is, and averages out to almost 29 million per year.
So you're talking about almost $70 million a year
Yeah, just for those two
for
guys.
two wide receivers.
Unbelievable.
It's a huge statement.
It is, and to really grasp the magnitude of this,
Yeah.
you have to think about the NFL salary cap,
Right, exactly.
which for 2024 is hovering around 255 million. So right there, Chase and Higgins combined
Yeah.
are taking up like what?
Well over a quarter of the cap.
Yeah, it's a huge chunk.
Just those two guys alone.
Right. And then you add in Joe Burrow's salary,
Right.
which is around 55 million per year.
So all of a sudden,
You're at 124 million.
yeah, for three players
Three players.
out of 255 million.
It's remarkable. And I mean, I gotta ask, how can a team realistically build a complete roster
Right.
when you've got so much money tied up
Yeah.
in just those three
It's
guys?
the question everybody's asking.
It is. And you know, the father and son we were listening to,
Yeah.
they're talking about T. Higgins being like a luxury
A
piece.
luxury piece.
And I thought that was interesting because
Yeah.
nobody doubts his talent.
No, he's a fantastic receiver.
He's incredible,
It is.
but
That's it.
is he a necessity
Right.
at that price tag
When you have other
when you've
needs.
got other holes to fill?
Right, potentially.
Yeah, and you know, you think about some of the guys that the Bengals have let walk in recent years.
Like, who are you thinking of?
Well, on defense, you had Jesse Bates.
Right, a big loss.
Yeah, and Von Bell.
Two key pieces of that secondary.
Absolutely. And it
Yeah.
seems like they weren't willing to.
To shell out that kind of money.
Right. And maybe that's the strategy here. They're
Yeah.
prioritizing that offensive firepower.
Maybe they think they can just outscore everybody.
Yeah, maybe they're thinking, you know, we'll just put up 30 points a game
Right.
and our defense just needs to be,
Good enough.
yeah, just good enough.
Bend, don't break.
Exactly.
But
But I mean, that's a gamble.
it is a gamble for sure.
So what about maneuvering within the salary cap?
Oh, you're talking about restructuring?
Yeah. I mean, I know teams do that.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Like, could the Bengals restructure Burrow's
They
contract
could.
to free up some space down the line?
Yeah, but it's not a magic bullet.
Right. What are the downsides?
Well, you're basically kicking the can down the road. You're converting some of his salary into a signing bonus,
Okay.
which spreads the cap hit over the remaining years of the contract.
Right.
But it means you're guaranteeing more money down the line. So if his performance drops or
Yeah.
if you want to move on from him for whatever reason,
It comes back to bite you.
you're stuck with that dead money.
Okay, so it's a risky move.
It can be. Yeah, you got to be careful.
All right, so let's zoom out a little bit
Okay.
and talk about the league-wide implications here.
The ripple effect.
Yeah. I mean, 40 million a year for Chase?
That's a new benchmark.
Yeah, that's got to reset the market for
Absolutely.
wide
No
receivers.
doubt about it.
What about guys like Justin
Oh,
Jefferson
yeah.
and CeeDee Lamb?
They're licking their chops.
Yeah, their agents are going to be like,
My guy's better than Chase.
really? Right. Pay up.
Show me the money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just Chase.
Right.
Higgins at almost 29 million a year.
Yeah, he's up there too.
Yeah, he's suddenly one of the highest paid receivers in the league.
It's crazy how things are changing.
It is. You know, traditionally, it was the quarterbacks.
Right. The quarterbacks.
And the left tackles. Yeah. Protect the quarterback.
And pass rushers.
Get to the quarterback.
Yeah, those were the guys getting the big buck.
That was the hierarchy. But now it's all about the passing game.
Yeah. The receivers are right up there.
The game has changed.
It has. And I guess it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, the passing game is king.
It's how you win in today's NFL.
Right. If you've got a dominant receiver.
Yeah. A true game changer.
It can change everything.
It's a huge advantage.
It is. But the Bengals, they're in a unique situation.
How so?
Well, they're paying top dollar for a quarterback.
Burrow.
And two star receivers.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. It's a lot of money tied up in those three guys.
You don't see that very often.
You don't. And the father and son we were listening to,
yeah,
they brought up a good point.
What was that?
They were like, you know, look at a team like the Texans.
They've got some exciting young receivers.
Yeah.
Nico Collins.
They got potential.
Yeah. And they've got their quarterback.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. On a rookie deal. Yeah. So they've got all that cap space.
Yeah, they can afford to pay their receivers.
Right, exactly. The Bengals don't have that luxury.
So it's a riskier proposition for them.
It is. So what do you think this means for other teams?
Well, I think they're going to have to decide.
Yeah.
Do we go all in on offense like the Bengals?
Right.
Or do we stick to the more traditional approach?
Of one star receiver and then...
Yeah, and then find some cheaper complementary pieces.
Right, because it's a tough decision.
It is. You have to weigh the risks and rewards.
And what about the draft?
Oh, the draft.
Yeah. I mean, could we see teams prioritizing receivers even more now?
It's possible.
Because if you can get a stud receiver on a rookie contract.
You got that cost control.
Right. You can build around him.
Exactly.
And, you know, the father and son we were listening to.
Yeah.
They brought up the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
And George Pickens.
He's a great example.
Yeah. He's balling out.
And he's on his rookie deal.
Yeah, so the Steelers are getting incredible value.
They are. They're in a great spot.
So maybe that's the way to go.
Draft and develop.
Yeah, draft and develop.
It's a smart strategy.
Okay, so back to the Bengals.
Okay.
And their big bet.
The all-in bet.
They're clearly banking on this offense.
Yeah, got to score a lot of points.
Yeah, the thinking seems to be...
What's the thinking?
That if they can just light up the scoreboard...
Yeah.
Their defense just has to be...
Decent.
Just good enough.
And don't break...
Right? But, I mean, what if Burrow gets hurt again?
Oh, that would be a disaster.
It would. Or what if their offensive line doesn't live up to expectations?
You're putting a lot of pressure
on
those guys.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
It is.
And this all feels very win now.
Yeah, there's a sense of urgency.
They're not messing around.
They want a Super Bowl.
They do, and they want it now. And they think this is the way to get it.
Right. They're saying, this is our window.
This is our shot.
Yeah, we're going for it.
But what happens if they don't win at all?
Yeah, what happens if they come up short?
What happens after these contracts expire?
Yeah, could they be facing some lean years?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, they could be in salary cap hell.
It's a possibility.
So it's a high risk, high reward situation.
Absolutely, high stakes.
So to sum it all up for you guys.
Yeah.
The Bengals, they've made a huge splash.
They've shaken things up.
They've committed a ton of money.
Yeah, a ton of money.
To their quarterback and their two-star receivers.
And it's sending shockwaves.
Yeah, throughout the NFL.
Teams are taking notice.
Yeah, they're wondering, is this the future?
Is this the new model?
It's a fascinating case study.
It really is.
And it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out.
How this gamble pays off.
Yeah. So what do you think?
What are your takeaways?
Is this the right move for the Bengals?
Do they have a shot at a Super Bowl?
And will other teams follow their lead?
Is this the start of a trend?
Yeah. And beyond that, what does this whole situation make you think about?
About the bigger picture.
Yeah. About team building in the NFL.
About the economics of the game.
Yeah. About the future of the league.
It's a lot to ponder.
It is. It's a lot to ponder.
So get out there and think about it.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
All right, that's it for this deep dive.
Until next time.
We'll see you soon.
Take care.